Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God is good.
Amen.
All the time. Amen. And God is in this church tonight. Praise God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So we've got liberty tonight. We have liberty to come together and worship Him, be in His presence, and hear His word, and just fellowship with each other. And we're just going to let God have His way tonight, aren't we? Amen. The title of my message tonight is A Sure Thing. Amen. A Sure Thing. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to Hebrews chapter 10.
Yay.
Verses 22 and 23. Says, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Amen. We can come to God tonight with full assurance because of the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have made Jesus Christ Lord of your life, you can be assured tonight that you are worthy, amen? And you can be assured that when you go to the throne room of God, when you go to your Heavenly Father, that He hears you, amen? And you can be assured tonight that you are in right standing with God because of the blood of Jesus Christ, amen? So when we have a need or we have a petition or a prayer, something that we're asking God about, once you go to Him, once you pray, once you've brought your petition to Him, hold fast. He's heard you already. He already heard your request. He already heard your petition. He already knows what your need is. Amen? You've gone to Him and you've given it to Him. And you've asked God for His help. Amen? So now we just need to hold fast. Praise God. Faith. Have faith that does not waver. Amen? Don't let go of it. Don't let it go. Why can we just go to the throne room of God and ask Him our petition, give Him our need, amen, ask Him for His help, and then just stand steadfast?
Amen.
Because we know, amen, that God is faithful to His promises. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, He's faithful. Praise God. Hallelujah. So whatever you're asking God for tonight, whatever you're believing God for in your life right now, God has a promise in His Word. If it lines up with God's ways, amen, not asking some crazy something that doesn't line up with the Word of God. You always just have to cover everything because you just never know. Praise God. But if it lines up with God's word, He has a promise in His word. Amen. And God is faithful to His promises. Glory to God. So everybody say,
He's faithful.
Amen. So you can be assured of that tonight. He is faithful. You can be confident in that tonight. He is faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. You can know that you know that you know that you know. Amen. That you serve a faithful God. Praise God tonight. He's faithful to His promises. And you know, God is good for His word. You can stand on His word. You can trust Him for His word. You might not can trust anybody else. You know, they don't always tell you to follow up on their word. They don't always keep the word, but God does keep His word. Amen. Hallelujah. All the time. All the time. Always and forever He keeps His word. Praise God. And as you know tonight, or if you don't know, I'll tell you. As Christians, we have covenant rights. Amen? We have covenant promises that belong to us. Everybody say, they belong to me.
They belong to me.
Amen. So let's look at verse 23 again. It says, let us hold fast, nothing wavering. Amen. Everybody say, nothing wavering.
Nothing.
Praise God. Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32. And I'm going to be reading this from the Amplified Bible translation, verses 24 through 29. And it says, so Jacob was left alone, and a man came and wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he had not prevailed against Jacob, he touched his hip joint, and Jacob's hip was dislocated as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing on me. So he asked him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name no longer will be Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask my name? And he declared a blessing of the covenant promises on Jacob. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Covenant promises. Jacob wrestled with him. Amen. He wanted that promise. He wanted a blessing, amen. How bad do you want your promise tonight? Hallelujah. Are you willing to go through the wrestle? Are you willing to go through the struggle? Are you willing to go through the fight? Amen. Whatever it takes, amen, to receive your covenant promise. Are you willing, amen, to stand no matter how long it takes? It might take a long time, or it might be just a short period of time. We don't know, but are we willing to stand for it? Are we willing to fight for it? Amen. Jacob wrestled for that blessing. Amen. He wrestled for that covenant promise tonight. He held fast to it. He wouldn't let go until he got it. He said, I'm not letting go until I get my blessing. I'm not letting go till I get my covenant promise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to be like Jacob. We need to just keep holding on. Amen. Don't let go. Don't give up. Don't let in. Hallelujah. Stand fast on the promises of God. Nothing wavering. How long? How long do I need to stand? Until you get the blessing. Amen. Till you get it. Glory to God. Are you getting it tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. God's blessings, or God blesses the person who stands. He blesses the person who perseveres. He blesses the person who doesn't quit. From Genesis to Revelation, he never said no to the person who persevered. He never said no to the person who stood fast. Amen. And he is not about to change now. Hallelujah. His people that are standing tonight, he is not going to fall short. He is not going to fail you. He is not going to say no. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody say, I'm not a quitter.
I stand firm.
And I hold fast to the promises of God. Amen? Sometimes that means to have patience. Oh my goodness. There's that word. I got to be patient. You mean I'm not going to get it like Burger King way? I can't just drive up to the throne room and get it in 3 seconds? Not always. I wish it was always that way. But sometimes we have to persevere. Amen. and stand in faith and just trust and know that our God is faithful. And sometimes that might take a while. Whatever it takes, God is working it out for my good and His perfect timing and His perfect way. Amen. He's saying, just trust me. Just believe. Just stand and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Covenant rights. Glory to God. Turn to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Verses 4 through 8. Says, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. There's that word again. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. God wants us to stand fast. When we ask Him, when we go to the Father, He wants us to stand fast and know that He is faithful. Know that He is God. Know that He is working on your behalf. Know that He is going to bring it to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. The Word of God says all the promises of God are yea and amen. Not yea and right now. It's a truth anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. So sometimes we have to be patient. Amen. But if we're patient to wait on God's timing, it will be done perfectly. It will be done entirely. It will be done completely. And it will be done in the perfect way. Hallelujah. If we get in there, we get it all messed up. Amen. We're just like the Israelites going around the desert, just going around for 40 years. And, you know, they could have gotten there, and I think they said, what, 11 days, was it? Something like that. So, we need to pay attention to what God says and do it His way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard a testimony recently about this young man. He had battled cancer twice. And he went through, it was really about 10 years that he had battled through this cancer. And he was standing on God's word. He was a strong Christian. I mean, he believed the Word of God, and he stood on the promises, and he spoke the Word of God. He stood on the promise, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. That was his scripture, his promise scripture that he stood on day after day, year after year. And then, you know, he had to go back to the doctor all the time, and he had to get blood work all the time. So he went back to the doctor this time for his regular blood work and checkup, and they found cancer again for the third time. Not a good thing you want to hear. Amen. Not a good thing. So the doctor told him, you're going to have to go through chemo again. He said, but this time we want to harvest your white blood cells. And he said, because this will restore your immune system. It'll help restore your immune system. And so he said, and they would, you know, help fight the cancer. And so he asked the doctor, he said, how many white blood cells do you need? And so the doctor told him, and it was this a huge number, just a crazy big number. And the man told the doctor, he said, I'm going to give you twice the amount of white blood cells than what you said that you need. And so the doctor's like, okay, you know, all right, that's good. So for the next few months, this man, while he was waiting to have this chemo treatment, all during the day, all the time, he'd speak the word. And then he would say, he would thank the Lord. He said, thank you, Father, that my white blood cells are multiplying. They're reproducing. They're getting stronger. They're getting more effective. And they're doing exactly what you created them to do. And they will attack and destroy the cancerous cells. This is what he did over and over every day. Amen. Glorifying God that by Jesus' stripes I am healed. Amen. So he goes back to the doctor. They do the blood work. And they said, you are a man of your word. He said, you have got twice the amount of white blood cells than what we were looking for. Amen. The word of God, the promises of God are yea and amen. Amen. So he goes through the treatment. He went through it and standing on the word of God the whole time. And today he is completely cancer free. He is healthy. He is whole. He is well by God's word. Amen. He went through it for 10 years. That's a mighty long time, isn't he? But he stood on God's word. He knew that the promises of God were yea and amen. And he knew that God was faithful. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Amen. And God is no respecter of person. What he did for this young man, he'll do for you. Amen. And that is for anything in your life, whether it be finances, whether it be a family member that's not living for God, you've been praying for them, you've been standing for them, don't give up. Don't let go. Don't quit. Amen. You keep on believing. You keep standing on the word. You get the promises of God's word in your mouth. Amen. And get it going out of your mouth like this man did it every day. You know, sometimes we'll have a need and we'll do it for a couple of days. We'll thank God, yes, Lord, I know your word is true and I stand on your word and you'll speak it for a few days. And then you'll just, I guess God don't want me to have that. I guess that's just not for me. I guess that's just not God's will. No, it's God's will. If it's in his word, it's his will. God's word is his will. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got to be like Jacob. Amen. We can't let go of that promise. We're not going to let go of it until we see the covenant blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to stand firm on God's word. The word of God says signs will follow his word. Signs will follow the word of God. Amen. And so we have preached the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. God's promises are for you tonight. Amen. God's word is a sure thing. God will stand on his word. You can be sure of that. You can be assured tonight. Hallelujah. So let's be excitedly expecting the promises of God to manifest in our lives. Amen. Can everybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The promises of God are yea and amen. That's for you tonight. Amen. That is for you tonight. A sure thing. The word of God is powerful. Amen. And the word of God in your heart, coming out of your mouth. Amen. God talks about that two-edged sword. Oh, glory to God. You're working that two-edged sword. Amen. And the enemy can't take it. He can't take it. Amen. But like Patty said, the enemy don't want you to know that. He wants you to give up. He wants you to stop. He wants you to let go. But we are not a people that lets go. Amen. We're not a people that stops. Amen. We are a people that goes on. We get the word of God in our heart, coming out of our mouth, amen, the promises of God, and we work that sword against the enemy. We work that sword against every assignment that the enemy has formed against you, amen. And the enemy is he can't stand against the word of God. Amen. He can't stand against the word of God. He might try for a while. You know, you can't see what's going on with the enemy, but every time you use the word against him, he's like, he's about to fall down. Amen? You know, when David came up against Goliath, Goliath is talking mighty bad. He's a big old guy. He's huge. And David's a little old boy. But he didn't come to him in his flesh. All right, that's right. David didn't come to Goliath, the giant that's running his big fat mouth. He didn't come to him in the flesh. He came to him with the word. He came to him with his God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Yes. Yes. Glory to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Glory, a strong tower. Amen. The enemy has no power against the word of God. He didn't have any power against the word when he took Jesus in the desert. He'll talk like he knows the word. He knows just enough to twist the word up to try to use it against you, to make you think that he's all that. But then you get out your weapon. Woo! I am more than a conqueror. Glory to God. I triumph in Christ Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God shall supply all my needs. Hallelujah. That's who you serve tonight. Amen. That's who you serve. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we have to speak to our bodies. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes our bodies don't want to do right. Sometimes we have to speak to our minds. Sometimes our minds don't want to think right. Amen. Sometimes we have to speak to our emotions. Sometimes our emotions just want to get crazy. Amen. I took my mother to the doctor a couple weeks ago over in Columbus. And I don't go to Columbus a whole lot. I like to go to Opelika or around this area because it's not so bad. But I took her to the doctor and I was like, what is wrong with these people on the road? I'm like, God, just get me home. And I won't be going back to Columbus anytime soon. I said, these people are angry over here. There's something about across that bridge, there's angry people driving. But I had to take control of my emotions. I'm telling you, I did not want to be godly behind the wheel. I was like, I wanted to lay on my horn when somebody laid their horn on me. And I tell you, I wasn't driving crazy and I wasn't driving slow. And I would, and Pastor knows when the light turns green, I go. I don't hesitate. But people, you can't go fast enough for the people in Columbus. I don't know what it is. If you're from Columbus, I'm sorry. I was born and raised in Columbus. But I've been in Phoenix City so long that I haven't driven much in Columbus. But glory to be to God. There is places I can go in Opelika. Now, it's starting to get pretty crazy too, isn't it, Pastor? Oh, glory. I don't know how I got over on that. I guess the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. It just had to come out. Glory. Let's give God a hand clap of praise tonight. He is a good God. And I want to just speak over you. I want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving, a blessed Thanksgiving. Amen. And say, Father, I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over each and every one of your people tonight. Father, I just ask you to keep your hand of protection on them through this holiday season, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to just put your angels around them, surround them, and keep them, Father. And Father, I ask you to just bless their holiday, Father. Bless their Thanksgiving, Father God. Let it be a time of blessing for them. And Father, we thank you that they are blessed coming in and they are blessed going out. And everything they put their hands to prospers in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that they are consciously and unconsciously led by your Spirit, led in, by the Spirit of God, led in right places, in the right path according to the perfect will of God. Not ahead and not behind, but right on time. And Father, we give you all praise and all glory and all honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Everybody says amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.